Well, good evening. Welcome to Grandview Baptist Church and, of course, our Friday evening showing of the musical drama, Only Jesus. We're so glad you came. Hope you had a good trip over here. And, of course, we're thankful for the sun today. And we're looking forward to a great performance tonight. We've worked really hard and so many people spent so many hours. And so what we do ask, if you do have your phone, make sure you put it on silent. That just helps take care of any distractions throughout the show. We do have a nursery to my left, to your right, right outside the doors, if you need to take advantage of that down the road. And then also, if you do need to slip out, if you could do it maybe quicker than later, we'd appreciate that. But we're so thrilled you're here. We know there's a lot of different churches to go to, and we're just so thankful you came. Of course, in your program here, if you'll look toward the back, there's a little perforated part with a Connect card. And if you would take a moment and fill that out, if you're visiting with us, and if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd love for us to connect with you at all, we'd love to. And you can put it in a plate as it goes by in a little bit, or we have a gift bag for you on your way out. You can take advantage of that. We're also going to be showing this on Friday, too, and looking forward to a great time. So if you enjoyed tonight, bring someone back with you on Sunday as well. And let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started. Lord, we sure do love you. Thank you so much for loving us. You certainly are a great God. And Lord, we're just thrilled that so many guests would come tonight, friends of, Lord, this ministry, and Lord, some just visiting. And I pray that they'll find, Lord, just a one thing in common, and that they can see and sense, Lord, your power, your spirit, Lord, and Lord, what you did for us so many years ago, and how we can celebrate, Lord, your willingness to go to the cross for us, and then, of course, raised from the grave and to conquer death, hell, and the grave. And we're so thankful that we get to serve a risen Savior. And Lord, may we hear from you tonight. May you minister to our hearts. Be with each and every person performing. And Lord, I pray you'll give them wisdom. Be with each and every person, Lord, in the crowd. And I pray it'll just be a special time tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's listen to Only Jesus. Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Word had spread that this man, Jesus, was performing miracles, and people were following after Him by the thousands. They had heard that He had turned water into wine, that He had healed the blind, that He had power over wind and waves. Some even believed that this miracle man was the long-awaited Messiah who had finally come.
I knew him as well, a ruler, a Pharisee. I had heard the teachings of Jesus, and I knew in my heart he had come from God. For no one could perform such miracles unless God was with him. So I went to him privately at night to learn more, to ask questions. I can still hear his words in my heart. He said, to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
We all have questions that come. The crowds grew that followed after Jesus. By multiplied thousands they would come. The sick, the lame, the downcast, the outcast. And he had compassion on them all, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. As the Passover drew near, we traveled with Jesus to Jerusalem. And when the people heard that King Jesus was on his way, they took palm branches and they ran alongside him as he rode into town, singing, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord."
Several days later, on the night of Passover, we gathered with the Lord in an upper room. While eating the meal, Jesus spoke of his death and of his betrayal. And I, of course, was quick to boast that I would willingly lay down my life for him. "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake?" he asked. "I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou hast thrice denied that thou knowest me." Then, knowing fully what was to come, he offered these words of comfort: "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Looking back, I could see it all so clearly, but not that night. The night that we partook of the Passover meal with the Passover lamb.
He offers them. Jesus, my son, I still remember when the angel came to me and said, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. The angel said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You shall conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called Son of the Highest. Yet now he has been arrested, beaten, scourged, spat upon, mocked. And though Pilate found no fault in him, he is being led to his death in a place called Golgotha. It's as if a sword has pierced my soul. Standing there in shadows, remembering his birth, the glory and the wonder as heaven came to earth.
Yeah.
child of mine.
Easter is good news because of the cross. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, your sins and my sins. And he rose again on the third day, according to the Scriptures." And Peter, of course, preached in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 23, "He, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Our sin, our bad things we've done, was what caused Jesus Christ to have to go to the cross. The resurrection without the atoning death would have been powerless. And the death of Christ without the resurrection, well, that would have been pointless. John, while exiled on the Patmos, saw Jesus, one of the last disciples to see Jesus. And of course, Jesus said to him, as he wrote in Revelation 1:18, "I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Many throughout 2,000 years or so have tried to disprove and deny and even ignore the resurrection of Christ. Such was the case of the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees of their day, of course, as they made their pitch to Pilate. And Pilate says in Matthew 27, verse 65, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can." And so they went to the sepulchre and they made it sure, and sealing the stone and setting a watch, they sealed the stone. Can you imagine as they put that mortar around? By the way, in those days, they had really good mortar. They tried to dig out different artifacts. They've tried to dig that out, and the mortar has been very tough. And I imagine the Pharisees and the Sadducees says, "All right, boys, make a really good batch. Let's make sure that area is sealed. And then the Bible says they rolled a huge stone. Could you imagine the grunting and the pulling and the pushing as they got that stone in place and as they put that mortar about it? And then they said, hey, set a watch. And the best soldiers, the strongest people, the spears, the swords, the shields, and they were there. They were going to make sure that this body would not be removed. Matthew 28, verse number 1, the Bible says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it was begun to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it." And what can bust through the strongest mortar? What can bust through the biggest rock? And what can go through the strongest soldiers? Well, an earthquake. Yes, and of course, not just an earthquake, but we see that the rock is also rolled away. The guards ended up shaking and becoming as dead men, as verse number 3 says. The guards then go to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious rulers and even the Roman centurions and the perhaps even Pontius Pilate, and said in verse number 11, "Now when they were going, behold, some of the watchmen came into the cities and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done." Of course, theirs was a response of unbelief and conspiracy. They were witnesses of what Jesus Christ had done, how he had risen from the grave, yet they refused to believe. In fact, the Pharisees and the Sadducees said in verse number 12, "And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. For many people, the resurrection is just a conspiracy theory, and they're going to make sure it stays that way. They absolutely refuse to believe the truth and the evidence that we know is true. But for others, yes, others do believe. And my question to you tonight is, will you believe? Will you refuse? Will you deny? Will you ignore? Or will you believe? Will you accept? Will you choose to receive Jesus? In verse number 2, the angel came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And the angel speaks to the women and says, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay." The angel calmly reminds them of the promises that Jesus Christ, what he said is true. And we can believe, and we also can take Jesus at his word. And in verse number 8, the Bible says, "And go quickly." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. And they ran to bring his disciples the word. Even though they were still in fear, they chose to run and tell. Where did this great joy came from? The great joy came from knowing that their trust and belief was true. Not only did they go and believe, but they also met in worship. Verse number 9, the Bible says, "Behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him." These dear ladies had felt the earthquake. They had seen the angel. They had seen the empty tomb. And now they get to bow and worship to their Lord and Savior. Seeing Jesus had brought it all together. See, they had watched him die on the cross. They had witnessed his burial. They had saw with their own eyes the mortar that went around the stone and the big rock that had been put into place. They saw all the soldiers and all the might. And now they see it all makes sense. Jesus Christ truly had risen from the dead. And then we see after they believe and after they fall on their feet to worship, they're then sent to go and share the good news. Verse 7, "And go quickly," Jesus said, "and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And Jesus repeated the angel's instruction. And so they go and share. They believe. They worship and they go and share the truth of God's word. May I say to you and me today, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, may we who know Ephesians 2:1, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, and verse number 5 says, has quickened us together with Christ. If you and I in this room have been quickened, if you've been made alive through Jesus Christ, if you know for sure you're going to heaven, may we this year share the good news of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you've heard the story of Nikolai Ivanovich Bakhorin. He was a Russian. He was a very powerful man, one of the most powerful men on earth. He was a communist leader in the Russian area, and he took part in the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. He was editor of the Soviet newspaper, the Pravda. It was a very, very big, known network. His works on economics and political science are still read today. There's a story about a journey he went from Moscow to Kyiv in 1930 to address a huge assembly on the subject of atheism. The story goes, as he addressed the crowd for a whole hour, he aimed his heavy artillery at Christianity, hurling insult and argument and proof against it. And he thought, as he looked over the crowd after an hour of belligerent them, that they had shredded every piece of faith that was left. He was quite proud of himself. And he said, because of his pride and because of his arrogance, he goes, does anybody have any questions? Deafening silence filled the auditorium, but one man got up and approached the platform and mounted the lectern standing near the communist leader. And as he surveyed the crowd, first to the left and then to the right, finally he shouted the ancient greeting known well in the Russian Orthodox Church. Christ is risen, he said. The whole crowd arose as soon as he said that. And as one man, the response came crashing down on this communist, atheistic leader. And the whole crowd said in unison, Christ is risen. And may I say today, this is the kind of story you and I should be telling today. Christ is risen. And may I say today, you can believe on Jesus today. But it doesn't just have to be a can. Will you believe on Jesus today? Do you realize he came from glory to be born in a manger and to die a sinner's death for you and me? He was willing to take all the sin of all mankind and be beaten and be mocked and be nailed to a cross and thrown into a hole. And as he stood on that cross and as he gave his last breath, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He took all the sins of mankind. He bled and died for you and me. And he did that because he loves you. Do you believe today that he didn't just die, but he rose from the grave? You say, Pastor Justin, I do. I realize I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I desperately want to know for sure I'm going to heaven. May I tell you, it's so simple. Even a child can do this. All you must do is put your faith and trust in Jesus and Him alone and accept Him into your life. In fact, I did this as a 10-year-old boy, and it changed my life, and it can change yours today. I've seen the oldest amongst us to the very young amongst us who have cried out to God, and God gladly accepted them. With heads bowed and eyes closed, perhaps maybe there's somebody that would say, you know what, Pastor Justin, that's me. I have been denying. I have ignored. I have simply chose not to believe. But tonight I realize through the singing and through the narration and through the message of God's word that Jesus Christ is real. He did come. He did die. He was willing to go to the grave and raise from the third day to conquer death, hell, and sin, my sin. And I want him desperately in my life. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I would like to pray for those maybe who would like to know for sure they're going to heaven. How many would say, Pastor Justin? No one's looking around. I won't embarrass you, I promise. But that's me. Will you pray for me tonight? I want to know for sure I'm going to heaven. If you just slip up your hand real quick, I want to pray for you. God bless you. I see that hand. 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 Maybe in the balcony. God bless you. I see that hand. I see that hand. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I will not embarrass you. But I want you to pray something in your heart. Not to me, but to God. Say, Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I deserve to go to hell. But I don't want to go there. Lord, I believe and trust in you. Thank you for coming to earth and being willing to die on a cross to pay for my sins. Please come into my heart and save me so I can go to heaven when I die. Thank you, Jesus. Now, with heads bowed and eyes closed, you may not have said that word exactly, word for word, but in your heart, you prayed to God and you asked Jesus. You invited him in. With heads bowed and eyes closed, how many say, Pastor Justin, I did that. Would you raise your hand real quick? I want to rejoice with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Maybe you say, Pastor Justin, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. I just prayed that prayer. Or I know for sure, but I'll be honest with you. I have not been as consistent to worship like these two ladies showed us in that passage. And I want to be more faithful to God's house. I want to be more faithful to worshiping God this year. Will you pray for me? If that's you, will you slip up your hand? I want to pray for you. God bless you. All over. Maybe there was someone that would say, Pastor Justin, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. I've been faithful to worship, but I've been a little reluctant to share the good news. And I've decided today, like that man who boldly stood up in the face of that communist person who tried to destroy their faith and said, He is risen. I want to be faithful to share my faith this year. Will you pray for me? If that's you, will you slip your hand? God bless you, Lord. You see the hands. You know the hearts. Thank you for the many that raised their hand, that they invited you into their heart today. What a blessing. Lord, may they know that they prayed that prayer. They can know for sure that they're going to heaven. Lord, you do not lie. And the Bible says you shall. Whosoever shall call upon him, Lord, shall be saved. They can rest their hearts tonight. Lord, I pray for those who said that they want to be more faithful to worshiping you this year. Or maybe they have a church, or maybe they don't. If they don't, we'd love to have them come here. Lord, may they be faithful to worship you every week. Lord, I pray you'll be with those this morning, this evening, who wants to be more faithful to share your word, that they'll do it. We sure do love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
How marvelous it is that the story of Jesus Christ doesn't end in death. It ends in victory. On the third day, several women went to his grave to anoint the body and found that the stone had been rolled away. Upon hearing the news, two of the disciples rushed to the tomb and found that Jesus had risen, just as he said he would.
Thank you.
Well, we're thankful for Jesus tonight, amen. What a joy it is to have each and every one of you come and join us here this evening. I know it's a busy time, and you have dedicated time this evening to join us, and we are humbled that you would do so. We're so thankful for you to come here tonight. Kristen, if you'll come up here with me in a minute, we're going to thank a few people. Could we thank our guests first, choir, orchestra? Could we thank our guests? Thank you so much for coming tonight. We appreciate that. We have some folks that we want to give a thanks to, and we have some folks up in the audio-visual booth. They're working hard behind the scenes. We have Roy Harris working the sound, and Nate Morris doing the lights, Colby Pennington overseeing it all with Vinnie Malucci working those screens. Could we give them a hand upstairs? Do you enjoy that orchestra tonight? Weren't they a blessing? God bless them for all that they're doing. I want to thank our son, Derek Vestal, for overseeing the orchestra. And at the piano, Carissa Dalby. Let's give her a hand, if you will. And then our choirs. We have, our adult, our teens, and our children's choirs. We're so thankful for them. And Miss Alicia working so hard with the children and getting them up and down and all organized. We appreciate that so much. The set decoration over here for our narrators to have a backdrop. Tim and Mindy Holman did a great job putting that together. And Mindy working with the costumes and getting those all put together for our narrators. What a blessing that is and was, and it will be again on Sunday morning. Looking forward to that. Let's see, narrators, would you raise your hand? We're so thankful for each and every one of them. Some in the choir on the front row here. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. And my wife and I began working on the program that you just saw this evening. Boy, I'll tell you what, Easter came early this year, didn't it? And we pretty much put away our wrapping paper from Christmas and got out the Easter book, you know what I'm saying? And these folks have been working hard, and I appreciate my wife and all that she does in helping put this together, doing a wonderful job. Thank you, Kristen. We're thankful for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, aren't we? What a blessing. Completing our salvation, that is something to shout about, amen? And so, what a blessing. Now, tonight, we're going to dismiss here in just a moment. But before we do, we're going to receive an offering. Some have asked in the past, how can we help towards giving a little bit or something towards a program like this and the funding of outreach ministries? And so we'll receive an offering this evening. We'll have an offertory played on the piano there. And then after that, we will be dismissed. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer as we pray for this offering and for this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We can celebrate it. And Lord, we're so grateful, God, that you have given your only begotten Son for us. And Lord, I pray that you would bless in this offering as it's received. Lord, there's no requirements here of giving, but some have asked to do so, and so we give a quick opportunity for that. Lord, would you please bless in each and every part of tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's give Jesse a big hand. Thank you. God bless you. Well, we gather again this Sunday morning here in the auditorium at 11 o'clock, and we're looking forward to being a blessing again as we present the program. Be praying about that, if you will. Hope you have a blessed resurrection weekend. I know we have some guests here with us, and maybe you have a church you go to or whatnot, but let's just remember the wonderful time of the year that we celebrate the resurrection of our Jesus Christ, our Savior. And thank you so much for coming, and you are dismissed. Have a great night.